From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Well, the holidays are finally behind us. Now we're heading into one of the slowest travel times of the year. That means bargains. Today, several airlines announced some incredible deals. Marketplace's Sam Eaton has been tracking them. And Sam, I heard that you can actually buy a ticket for $20. Is that true?
It is, Madeline. But first, JetBlue is offering fares at $69 for a one-way ticket between places like Portland, Maine and Orlando, Florida. There's some other limited destinations. But for that $20 fare, you have to go to Skybus Airlines. It's definitely taking this price floor to a new level. Besides offering 10 seats for 10 bucks on every flight, it's also kicking off the new year by selling thousands of seats for $20.08. You have to remember that you add taxes and a round trip onto that, and those tickets will go up to about $60. But compared to other airlines, those are some pretty eye-catching fares, especially at a time when the price differential between big airlines and low-cost carriers is virtually nil.
Yeah, $60. I could swing that. So are the airlines actually making money on these tickets?
That's definitely their intention, that shrinking price difference between low-cost airlines and the big guys I was mentioning has forced low-cost carriers to look for savings in other places. Skybus's model is to strip down all of its services. There's no customer service number to call if your flight's canceled. There's a $5 fee for a checked bag, and a glass of Coke will cost you about $2. The airline also only pays its flight attendants $9 per flight hour with no per diem as a way to cut costs. That's a lot lower than the competition, but the flight attendants get a 10% commission on any food and drink sales they make during that flight. I talked to airline consultant Mike Boyd, and he says they're going to have to sell a lot of drinks to make up for those low-cost tickets.
It's not going to work. The fact is, selling a seat at $20, you're never going to get enough ancillary revenues to cover your costs. It's a loss leader every time you sell one of those.
So, Sam, if it's a loss leader, why are the airlines doing this?
Well, for one, Madeline, they get a lot of attention from this. We're talking about them today, certainly. I think Skybus hopes that these deals will bring them more full fare traffic as well. But the problem is that you get the same stripped-down services at those full fares. And if you're one of the thousands or so passengers affected by the airline's holiday cancellations after mechanical problems grounded two of its seven jets, you're probably not very happy. When that happens, it's tough to reschedule at the self-service kiosks or by email. Another challenge for Skybus and for other low-cost airlines is their limited destinations. But I guess the question is, when you're sitting in a snowbank in Columbus, Ohio, any destination in Florida sounds pretty good, especially for $20.
That's right. Thank you, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.